Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
South Africa's inflation rate holding steady near the ceiling of the central bank's target range on the eve of what's expected to be the biggest interest rate hike in more than 6 years. Joining me on the line is a visiting professor at Wits Business School. That's Professor Yanni Rousseau. Yanni, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
5.9% is literally at the ceiling, right? Because the Reserve Bank would rather have inflation rate not topping 6%.
Yes, indeed. South Africa's inflation target range, 3 to 6%, but with a specific focus on 4.5%, namely the midpoint. So at this point in time, inflation is pushing the upper edge. And hence, as you've said in the intro, the expectation of an interest rate increase.
Economics 101, Yanni, why would such a high interest, inflation rate result in the Monetary Policy Committee determining that we need to increase the interest rate?
The problem with an inflation rate at that level is that it creates expectations of further price increases. And the way to contain further price increases is through higher interest rates to contain expectations. This is what went wrong in the US in recent months, where they did not contain their rate of inflation, and inflation expectations now feeding on themselves with their rate of inflation at about 8.5%.
We are sitting, of course, with potentially record high fuel prices. The two-month stay in the fuel levies, we haven't heard any announcements, so we have to assume will be lifted come next month. And whatever the rand-dollar exchange and the price of crude oil are doing, we're likely going to pay a lot more for a litre of petrol than we've had in the past. And of course, we continue to be impacted by the floods in the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, but also Eastern Cape and other provinces, and that conflict in Ukraine. All of that, wonderful recipe for disaster, really.
Yeah, indeed. All these factors that you've just mentioned contributing to price increases and price pressure in South Africa, and hence the danger of higher sustained inflation. But I should hasten to add, you mentioned interest rate increases. Of course, interest rate increases are negative for people who borrow money, but higher interest rates are, of course, positive for people who save and earn interest on their deposits. We should always remember both sides of this equation, namely they are borrowers, but they are also savers. And in South Africa, it is true that the borrowers are well organized, very vocal, whereas the savers are disorganized and never heard.
20 economists who were surveyed by Bloomberg are predicting a 50 basis point increase, while a smaller number of economists are expecting a smaller 25 basis point hike. Where in that spectrum do you lie, Yanni?
I lie in the 25 basis points group. That is that was the trend in recent years in South Africa for the Reserve Bank to move at 25 basis points at a time. It seems to me that the Reserve Bank was on the cautious side, both with declining and increasing interest rates. And hence, I am of the view that the increase would be 25 basis points rather than 50 basis points.
Despite inflationary issues and pressures in the United States resulting probably the worst market day since 2020, I think, experienced yesterday, and we know that England is experiencing the highest inflation rate it has in a very long time, I imagine the Monetary Policy Committee will be looking to those markets. Will that not encourage them to be more aggressive in the interest rate increasing?
Yeah, it could lead to more aggression in interest rate adjustments, but my sense is that the Monetary Policy Committee at this point in time would err on the side of caution.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor Yanni Rousseau, visiting Professor at Wits Business School. That inflation rate holding steady at 5.9%, according to Stats SA. This matched the median of 13 economists' estimates in a Bloomberg survey. Of course, we are now looking forward to what the interest rate hike will be. That will be announced by the Monetary Policy Committee. The popular thinking is that it will be 50 basis points, but Professor Yanni Rousseau believing that it could be smaller and that the Reserve Bank will continue on the trend of only increasing at 25 basis point hikes.